In 2008, I was an alternate delegate to the Democratic National Convention in Denver, where Barack Obama was nominated to be the Democratic candidate for president. When the delegates were on the floor, we alternates were in the balcony, celebrating our alternate lifestyle. What I learned from that, even if you're only moderately involved in your party's politics, you can become a delegate or alternate to your party's national convention. And almost anyone can become a delegate to their state convention. And the place to start is at your local precinct caucus. And part of what they'll do at the caucus is elect people to your county convention. When they announce elections to the county convention, I always have a friend immediately nominate me. At your county convention, they'll select delegates to the state convention. In all the years I've been going to county conventions, I don't think they've ever had enough people volunteer to be delegates or alternates to the state convention to fill all their slots. It's that easy to go to your Republican or Democratic state convention. You can also go as an observer if for some reason you can't go as a delegate. While you're signing up to be a state delegate, they will also ask for volunteers to be delegates to select candidates for offices like state senators and representatives, district attorneys, and delegates to your congressional district elections. When they say congressional districts, raise your hand and start yelling, "Me! Me!" because that's the easiest place to be elected as a delegate to the national convention. The meetings where you choose candidates for state representatives, senators, and district attorneys, and the candidates for Congress are called assemblies. Congressional District 3 was held in the same conference center as the state convention. My friend Joe Beaver, who started Democrats with Disabilities, isn't blind, but he is in a wheelchair as a result of having polio 70 years ago. A week before I was running, he called and told me that he was elected to the national convention from his congressional district.
We went up and down the aisle. I couldn't reach into the center of the aisle, but I would talk to the people on the end of the row and hand them a flyer and have them pass it on down the aisle. But I would stop and talk to people, and I would tell them that I was a delegate there to represent people with disabilities, one of the largest minorities that have been totally unrepresented in the Democratic Party. And I would leave with a Leave It to Beaver, and they would all give me a smile and thumbs up, so I became a delegate.
So I realized that I had to do something to make me stand out from the 18 other people also trying to become delegates. So I printed a bunch of mailing labels with "Stick with Nick" and in smaller letters, "Eisenberg." And when I was waiting to go into the CD3 assembly, I walked up and down the line of people waiting to get in and said, "I'm Nick Eisenberg. I'd like to be a delegate to the National Convention to represent all Democrats, but especially Democrats with disabilities." I was surprised that most people said something like, "I have a cousin or brother or friend who has a disability, and I think that's really neat." Then, with their permission, I would stick a "Stick with Nick" sticker on their shirt or coat. And then I'd say, "Wow, you look so debonair in that sticker." It worked. Well, it worked once. I wasn't elected to be a delegate in 2012 or 2016, and now I'm out of stickers. The other way to become a delegate is to be elected at large. That's much harder unless you're well-known statewide in your political party. That's because the entire convention votes for people who are running at large, and many of the same well-known people are elected over and over. If you've never been to a precinct caucus, it's a good idea that you talk to your county chairperson first. If your county doesn't have a phone number, go online to find the chairperson's number. You may also have to fill out a form online indicating that you'd like to be a delegate to the national convention. At the convention, I did attend all meetings for people with disabilities. Nick Eisenberg, KDNK News.